Got a chance for you to win tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Forum on November 12th. And get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Lollapalooza in Chicago, coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. A man is banned from Disney World because he had a wallet full of drugs. Why? Who's naked now? We have another story. This guy is jumping over his neighbor's fence, only wearing flip-flops. Nothing for Big Ed and the twins, just flip-flops. We had the 420 catch of the day today, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, an extra pair of tickets for Smashing Pumpkins at the Forum November 12th. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
What's up with Florida is coming up next. A man with a wallet full of cocaine. Details on the way on K-Rock. Florida man banned from Disney World after allegedly trying to sneak a wallet full of cocaine inside. We have another chance for you to win tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th and also get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Lollapalooza in Chicago. And that's coming up at about 3 o'clock here on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man was banned from Disney World after allegedly trying to sneak in a wallet full of cocaine. The guy's name is Dustin Lee Wallace. He was with his son at about 5:20 in the afternoon. They were at the Magic Kingdom Bus Loop security checkpoint, and they entered the security guard's line, and he scanned the guy. Something near his butt set off the scanner, so he said, "Sir, can you please take out your wallet?" And the guy got very nervous and apparently pulled out his, quote, bulky wallet, and he allegedly found it was full of cocaine. There was no money. There were no credit cards. Dude's wallet only had cocaine in it. A, how much cocaine do you need for an afternoon? Remember, it was 5:20 in the afternoon when he tried to enter. B, was his son carrying the money for the churros? You need money when you go to Disney World, no? To get food and stuff? Or just cocaine? They tested the cocaine, and it was. And so they called the sheriff's office to report Wallace. Deputies from the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida arrived at the Magic Kingdom, took a statement from Wallace, who said that he had been using cocaine for approximately 1 month continuously. Why? Why would you need cocaine continuously? He was just on a bender? Nightclub to nightclub to nightclub to bar to nightclub? That wasn't it. He told the sheriff that it was stress from work. He was really stressed out. He was then taken into custody and booked at a nearby jail with a bail of $2,500.
Dumbass.
You could see the Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza in Chicago. Your chance to qualify for that is coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is George.
Hey, George, you win.
Oh, no way.
Yes. You are caller 20, awesome. Which means you get tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. And you're also on the standby boarding list to see him again at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
That is so cool. Thank you so much.
Got to tell you, there's a story out of Denver where they're trying to figure out how to power downtown Denver without using coal power. And I don't know exactly what's wrong with NPR News. I know a lot of people count on it, but their delivery is very volumed up. Like, they really, really keep it on the down low, almost like it's ASMR.
The inside of the Cherokee boiler plant is kind of gross. It's a cavernous space with rattling pipes, asbestos, and all sorts of critters.
I'm much more upset by this than it sounds from my voice because I'm all volumed up. He's inside the building with the mayor of Denver.
It looks like a good place for a rave or potentially a horror movie.
Is that good?
That's Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Where others see a carcinogenic relic, the mayor sees potential.
I just worked in carcinogenic relic.
We think we are standing what can be the future.
All right, the future. Let's hear it.
Of energy in Denver, which is both pollution-free and affordable.
What's the catch? Pollution-free and affordable.
The city's idea is to use water to heat and cool a cluster of buildings in downtown Denver.
Wait, just water? Why weren't they doing that before?
Eventually, No fossil fuels required. The city believes it can both save money and meet its climate goals by turning its old networks into something new.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't love that they haven't told us what they're going to use yet.
It does give you this sense of possibility for the future.
What is it?
Water will move from building to building, flowing in a giant underground loop. Denver's network, called an ambient loop, does require some outside energy.
What is it?
Denver hopes to get off of fossil fuels entirely.
Yeah, you said that like three times. What is it?
They'll also tap into another renewable resource.
All right. What is it? Oh, come on, a toilet?
It's a source of heat that is technically clean.
Is it technically clean? Because our body just rejected it, sometimes aggressively.
I wouldn't say sewage is hot.
Oh, you are not going to say that it's hot poop that's going to power downtown Denver. Don't say that.
But it is. It's warmer than you would expect.
I don't love this conversation at all.
Because we use a lot of hot water in our day-to-day activities. Washing dishes, washing laundry, taking hot showers.
Just say it. Sometimes when poop comes out, it's hot. This is the worst conversation I've ever been a part of.
Boo! K-R-O-Q.
In about an hour, we have our new music feature. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. Two tourists in Australia woke up to find a penguin in their house. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. It is time for animal stories. Two Welsh tourists in Australia got drunk and broke into SeaWorld. Reese Owen Jones, 21, and Kerry Mules, 20, broke into SeaWorld in Queensland's Gold Coast and swam with the dolphins, found some fire extinguishers and set them off in the shark enclosure, and then made off with a penguin. They don't remember any of that happening, but they did document themselves waking up the next morning surprised that there was a penguin in their apartment.
Hello, Mr. Penguin.
Hello, Mr. Penguin.
Early morning and a group of friends with a hangover wake to find a penguin in their living room.
I can honestly say that I have never knowingly stolen a penguin before.
Can't believe how penguin my apartment, man. You stole a penguin.
I don't feel like that's the best thing to wake up to.
A fairy penguin called Dirk.
Why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time?
Taken one night after they slipped past security at Brisbane SeaWorld. The men later panicked and dropped Dirk in a canal.
I don't know, man. It has water in it.
Where he was picked up and returned to the park.
The penguin Dirk was completely fine.
Now, Reese Jones and Kerry Mules have been fined $1,000. Speaking at the time, one of the men said they meant no harm.
We are sorry, SeaWorld, and the time lost, you know, searching for Dirk, you know, and, yeah, just glad he's all right.
I can't tell you, however, how many times in my life I've had to make that sincere apology. It's countless.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four.
I'm going to tell you about a landlord who did the dirty in his tenant's house.
Excellent.
While they were not home.
Excellent. The 420 catch of the day is on the way on K-Rock. First, Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a couple renting a home in Michigan says their landlord came over to do some repairs while they were out, but instead they found video of him doing the dirty in their living room.
Excellent.
Here's the story.
A couple renting a home in Michigan says their landlord came over to do some repairs while they were out of the house, and they say they have footage of him having intercourse in their home on camera. The tenant, Javon Crawford, told Fox 2 Detroit he was at the hospital with his wife when they started getting notifications from their indoor camera. They checked the footage and saw their landlord in the nude banging some woman. They say the sex lasted for about an hour, and at some point he even gets up to make himself a sandwich in their house. Fox 2 obtained the footage you see of the man between a woman's legs. The news station even tracked down the landlord and tried to confront him, but he declined to comment. Javon said he had to deep clean the home because his wife is a germaphobe, and they actually turned the footage over to authorities for cops to investigate and see if there is a potential crime here.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. And there is video. So if you're curious, please find it. It's
that
like
guy
a,
took us like, give me a second. I need a
like
sandwich.
He looks like a Persian sultan. He's all hairy. So that's a lot to take in. Number two, a bride is getting absolutely roasted online after charging wedding guests $250 per person to attend her 3-day wedding getaway. And some guests were expected to sleep on air mattresses. According to the viral Reddit post, guests were told not to book hotels because accommodations were covered at a giant Airbnb, except many attendees ended up sharing crowded rooms with strangers, while only a few people got actual beds. Even the maid of honor and her partner were assigned an air mattress situation.
Wow.
The invite also came with a strict dress code banning white, burgundy, and certain jeans, which only added fuel to the fire online. If I'm paying $250 for a wedding weekend, I'd at least like the luxury of not spooning a stranger named Kyle on a Costco air mattress.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Ridiculous.
Yes,
I am saying no to that RSVP. And number three, an Italian tourist discovered wandering around a British cathedral with no memory has admitted faking it to escape his nagging mother-in-law.
Love it.
52-year-old Salvatore Manino was found in a seemingly confused state in Edinburgh's St. Giles Cathedral, telling British police he had no idea who or where he was. But suspicions were raised after cops in his Italian homeland found searches on his computers for how to disappear and how to fake memory loss. He finally cracked and told them, "I did it to get away from my nagging mother-in-law. I never lost my memory. I wanted to show my family I was important to them. I wanted to regain my position as a husband and father, as I left my mother-in-law, and she had taken that from me." So the dad of four vanished from Pisa in Italy and was found in the cathedral 2 days later.
Wow.
And he was faking it. That's my favorite one. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
One of my favorite songs is Impossible by Nothing But Thieves out of England. They have a brand new song that's out today. It doesn't look like it's part of a new album. They're framing it as their first taste of a new era of music following their previous releases. This is called Evolution. It's Nothing But Thieves, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Love that song by Nothing But Thieves. It's Evolution, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We want you to see Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza on K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number one.
So you get on the standby boarding list and win tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Forum in November. All right, so these guys, they played on the 6th Street Bridge last night. There's epic video out there.
Love it.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
Early morning and a group of friends with a hangover wake to find a penguin in their living room.
It's like The Hangover.
It is exactly like The Hangover.
Oh my God.
The guy starts by going, "Hello, Mr. Penguin." But then they're like, "Wow, how did that happen?
Can't believe how penguin my apartment, man. You stole a penguin.
You stole a penguin."
Oh, no.
Fairy penguin called Dirk.
I don't know that you need to be offensive about it. Dirk is his name, yes.
Dirk.
And it goes on.
And one night after they slipped past security at Brisbane SeaWorld, the men later panicked and dropped Dirk in a canal.
I don't know. It's water.
No,
it's got water.
Not Dirk.
No, Dirk, by the way, completely fine.
Okay.
Got taken back to its home and it was completely fine.
Oh, my God.
But
where he was picked up and returned to the park.
There you go.
Now, Rhys Jones and Kerry Mules have been fined $1,000. Speaking at the time, one of the men said they meant no harm.
We are sorry, SeaWorld, and the time lost, you know, searching for Dirk, you know. And
Dirk.
Yeah, just glad he's all right.
Just glad he's all right.
Oh, my God. That's a wild-ass night.
Isn't that crazy?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
So you had to be told what you did last night is our topic today at 800-520-1067. You had to be told what you did last night. I usually don't black out because I yak before that point.
Okay.
Like, I don't really have a problem blacking out.
Oh, boy. You and me are very different. I ever did was black out. I remember one time my best friend Bree told me how we went out to a club. This was a long time ago. And I just would sometimes get a little bit angry, a little worked up.
Would you?
I would. And she told me that I picked up this huge ceramic, like, decorative thing in the bathroom. I picked it up And I was like getting ready to throw it, and she was able to calm me
were
down to like put it down.
Threatening someone's life?
But I don't think I was, but she said that it was really heavy, so I would get like superhuman strength when I would be drunk. And then I proceeded to walk out of the club and almost walked into oncoming traffic because who knows what I was throwing a fit about?
Yeah, true.
You know, but I had many a time where people had to fill me in.
That's frightening.
And where my car was parked and things like that. Yeah, there were bad times.
All right, you had to be told what you did last night. That is the topic at 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best caller text, we got your tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Forum on November 12th.
You had to be told what you did last night. 800-520-1067. You had to be told what you did last night.
626 said, the morning after a particularly heavy night of drinking to celebrate a Lakers playoff win, I stumbled out of my bedroom and came face to face with an angry mom. She informed me that I peed all over the carpet right in front of her and my brother after coming out of my room the night before. I have no recollection of this and would have happily never known if she hadn't told me.
That's rough.
That's a good one.
You had to be told what you did last night.
562 said, I once blacked out and I was told that I climbed on top of the roof at my buddy's house party, got butt naked and declared I was king of the mountain. When they tried to get me down, I guess I would run away and yell, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me because I'm the gingerbread man.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it so much. Woo! I wish I was there. We are taking your phone calls about what you did last night. You had to be told about it. And it was basically based on two guys in Australia. What did they steal?
A penguin from SeaWorld.
They woke up the next morning to a penguin in their apartment, which is super bizarre. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. You had to be told what happened last night.
Yep.
Freshman year, college, had way too much to drink and woke up covered in bandages the next day.
Because
and like they were all over my face because I fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh my God, you're lucky to be alive.
Dude.
And would not be the last time I fell down a flight of stairs drunk either.
You do good work. I love that you didn't learn from it. That's nice. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I basically was at a friend's house watching a recent UFC fight, and I guess we, had a little bit too much to drink. The next morning, I was told that I guess I went running around the block, just fell down multiple times, and then started throwing up everywhere. And it
was
pretty terrible.
What a mess!
Did you at least leave your clothes on?
Yes, they were on.
Okay.
Too bad.
Yeah.
No, I see that as a failure.
I kind of do, too. It would have been better if you were naked.
Yeah. Next time, do better. K-Rock, hello.
Kevin.
Yes.
I have a specific confession to you.
Uh-oh.
30 years in the making. I had a friend who was house-sitting, a girl I was very into, and she was house-sitting for a DJ that lived next door to her. Went over to this DJ's house.
Yes.
And in this DJ's house, and I don't want to give away any names.
Ice cream. Okay.
So she invited me over. We were hanging out in this house of the DJ, and only thing in this house were boxes of CDs. And I remember walking around looking at it and saying, what DJ is this? And I didn't get a straight answer, but I had a lot of beer that night.
Right.
And I got very sick in the guest bathroom.
Oh, very nice. I'm so happy it wasn't me.
30 years in the making.
You know who had that many CDs in his house is my man Bean.
Yeah.
Am I seriously confessing to the wrong DJ?
Yes.
30 years later.
Yes, and I'm so happy you are. I'm so happy it wasn't me.
All right, well, since it's Bean, I guess I got to call London. But yeah, I threw up all over Bean's bathroom. I couldn't clean it up because I threw up all over behind the toilet.
Oh,
what a nightmare
God.
You are.
We're going to have to call Bean and fact check.
And I heard you come back on the air. So there you go. Enjoy it. Hopefully you're not forwarding this to Bean.
We will.
Yeah,
thank
we
you
will.
For calling.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
What's good, man? One time my friends were playing a show in Irving Plaza when I lived in New York. I lived in Midtown. And after the show, it was a great show. After the show, we went to Shades of Green. And then the last thing I know, I woke up in a hotel room. And I looked outside, and it was not Manhattan. And I had to go down to the lobby to find out I was in Secaucus, New Jersey.
What and, the hell?
I had checked into this hotel room with some foreign woman, some woman with a thick European accent, but nobody knew her name.
Right.
Yeah, so I was in Secaucus, New Jersey, man.
Did she take your wallet and money and stuff or no?
I still had my money, but I definitely paid for the hotel room. It was under my name.
Sure.
You were kind of kidnapped.
Yeah, 100%. And the dude at the front desk was like, he was like, when I was asking about the woman, and I was asking panicked, like, who was I here with? What happened? And he's like, I mean, and I was like, no. What?
Oh, my God.
She's pretty.
Sometimes a man needs to be with a woman, but sometimes when the loving is over, the woman just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk. But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. This is true, children.
It is K-Rock, and we are taking your phone calls and text. You had to be told what you did last night.
All right, so hit us up, 800-520-1067.
We are seriously talking to a crazy person right now off the air.
You're going to hear that soon.
We'll do our best to put her on the air very soon on K-Rock. Got an extra pair of tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Forum. The question is, you had to be told what you did last night. You have a story like that?
Okay, so I had just moved to this new neighborhood, to a new state, actually.
Right.
And what had happened was I met my new roommates. They're all a bunch of fun people. They take me out of town, and we get really drunk. And as we're leaving for the evening, we walk outside of the bar, and there was a car coming around the corner, and his back, it was a big old Cadillac, and his back door became ajar and hit me.
Hold on. So the car hit you?
So my friends are like, oh, my God. I didn't die or anything, obviously.
Right.
But what had happened was after that, my one new friend picks me up. He throws me onto, we're all drunk, he throws me onto the pavement.
Why would he pick you up and throw you back down?
Drunk people helping drunk people.
So then he sees that I'm all scratched up, and he's like, oh, my God, somebody go get their car. They went to go get their car, and by mistake, the new roommate knocked me into the plate glass window.
There's just no way.
Were your roommates the Three Stooges?
Oh, my God.
They rushed me to the hospital. I get to the hospital. I'm unconscious at this point. And next thing you know, I wake up, and I'm in the morgue.
What?
And I'm like...
You didn't wake up in the morgue.
Oh, my God.
That didn't happen.
It's horrible. It gets worse.
How? So then they put me through the furnace.
No. What is that? This is the crazy part. It's like, all I know is I wake up, and I've got a sheet over me, and I'm looking around, and I realize, like, God, it's really cold in here. And I get up, and I'm like, they think I'm dead.
Listen, they didn't think you were dead. You didn't wake up in the morgue. It's just not true.
This is wild.
And so I get out. I call a cab company, and I ask him to please, you know, take me home. These people think I'm dead. This is a crap hospital. So the cab takes me home, and I walk in the door, and my new roommates are all pissed off at me. Want to know where the fuck I... Oh, sorry. Where have I been?
All right, listen, ma'am, we have to go.
Yeah, dude.
And I go, what do you mean, where have I been? I go, I just woke up in the morgue.
All right, seriously, we have to go.
Yeah, I can't anymore.
And I go, and I came home, and then one of the new roommates says, oh, my God, that's where I left you.
All right, seriously, don't do drugs, people.
Does anybody have any drugs?
No.
I'm looking to score some drugs.
No, you're not. Oh, my God, I'm exhausted from that woman. And she kept saying that wasn't the crazy part. So she died and woke up in a morgue, and that wasn't the crazy part.
Oh, my God.
What?
When you said she went in the furnace.
Oh, my God.
Whew. Okay.
Let's give the tickets to the guy who woke up in another state with a hooker.
Yes. Yeah. His name was Charlie.
All right. So Charlie, we're going to give you those tickets. Congratulations.
You're going to go see the Pumpkins at the Forum on November 12th.
Remember the woman that woke up in a morgue?
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable.
We have a chance for you to qualify to see Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza.
And also your tickets to see them at the Forum November 12th. And your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.